Classic Hits 98.9. Kenny Loggins. Footloose, number four at the box office of the weekend. 5.4 million. Number one movie, Puss in Boots. On a Halloween weekend, Puss in Boots, number one. 34 million. Not bad. Steve Gunn, 18 after. Before that, CCR with John Fogerty. Channeling the great Screaming Jay Hawkins. I put a spell on you. Happy Halloween, everybody. Eagles and more, the best music ever made, up next.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer and founder of Samuel Adams. When I started Samuel Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. I know people need help when pursuing a great idea.
The following is another Platte River Radio sports presentation. On Classic Hits, 98.9. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
Rouse sets it back to Carly Bauer. Angle attack is on the line. Carly Bauer now starting to come alive. 11-6 Minden.
Tonight, the postseason begins with the C1-8 Sub-District Tournament in Grand Island. Featuring Kearney Catholic, Minden, St. Paul, Adams Central, and Gibbon. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits 98.9 Sports Club.
Cotter's serve to Boudreaux. Good pass to Rouse. Set middle. It's blocked by Anderson. Dug out and pass back over. Kearney Catholic has it. On match point to Mestel. It's down and good. And the Stars have rallied for the win. 28-26.
Of the 10 teams in this district, 6 were in the preseason top 10. 3 are still in the top 4. Tonight's winners advance to Tuesday's semifinals on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. It's the C1-8 Sub-District Tournament coming up next. But first, the New Tech pregame show. We'll take you live to Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island with Sports Director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seeds.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Rosencrantz Gymnasium here in Grand Island. The C1-8 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament continues, and we get into the meat of our matchups now as the 4th-ranked Minden Whippets take on the St. Paul Wildcats. Minden is 25-3. Their 3 losses, 2 have come to Grand Island Central Catholic and 1 to Kearney Catholic, where they actually served for the match early this season. They always play that first Tuesday of the year. And so Minden, who plays Central Catholic Nathan Kearney Catholic within the first week of the year started the season 4-2, and their only other loss since then, 21-1 in the remainder of the season, was to Grand Island Central Catholic at the Holdridge Invitational. It's been a different story for St. Paul. Here's a team that was ranked in the top 10 in the preseason, and as you heard, three teams in this side of the district, three on the other side with Grand Island Central Catholic, Fillmore Central, and Sandy Creek, were all ranked in the top 10, and only one of them can be district champs. In fact, a lot of folks believe that two wild cards could come out of this district, and Minden really needed to keep winning, and a huge win over Seward, the final match of the year for Minden, a team that is 25-8 out of Class B. They won it in four sets on, of course, last Thursday when the football team was advancing on. And we want to remind you as well that Minden will be playing Boone Central Wednesday night on ESPN 1460 and 1550. For St. Paul, though, they have ended the season very rough. 1-6 in their last seven games after starting 15-6. It started with two losses there in the conference tournament, in the semifinals, and in the consolation game. And then they turned around and had to play Kearney Catholic and Wood River again, the same two teams they lost in the conference tournament. They lost to them in their next two matchups. And then Twin River and St. Cecilia in the final triangular of the year, both state-rated, and fell in both of those matches. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, and we'll bring you the starting lineups right after this timeout.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Well, there's a lot of big things going on out there, but folks, I think you want to know that the black shirts apparently have been handed out today. So Lance Thorell or Bud gets one of those, and we'll have more on that after the great performance by Nebraska. And don't forget, Monday Night Football tonight, Kansas City Chiefs, San Diego Chargers on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. Right now, it's time for the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. They invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. For St. Paul, number 17 is a 5'5 sophomore, Alexa Wysocki. Number 13 is a 6-foot senior, Jenna Derner. Number 1 is a 5'7 senior, Sarah Mamet. Number 3, 5'2 sophomore, and she's the leading attacker on this team, Mercedes Lassen. Number 11, 5'9 junior, Jordan Robinson. And number 2, 5'7 senior, Madison Nyberg. The libero for St. Paul is number 7, a 5'6 junior. That is Jordan Lucas Savage. Head coach at St. Paul, Matt Cain, assisted by Ashley Kosmicki and Nancy Harrington. They're 16-12 on the season. For the Minden Whippets, number 4 is a 5'6 freshman center in Allie Rouse. Number 11, 5'8 senior outside hitter, Hallie Power. Number 9, a 5'11 senior middle hitter, Bailey Peterson. Number 15, a 5'8 junior right side hitter, Elena Boudreaux. Number 13, 5'9 sophomore outside hitter, Carly Bauer. And number 10, 5'10 junior middle hitter, Sydney Stadler. The libero for Minden is number 1, 5'5 senior, in Chelsea Miller. The head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Ratka, Chris Osterbuer, and Lori Schlunz. Minden is 25-3, and they are ranked 4th in the state of Nebraska. Those are the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. And we're back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
there is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPrep.com. New Tech Seed is your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Happy Halloween, everyone. Minden and St. Paul get together for the first time this year. They've kind of developed a little postseason rivalry here over the last handful of seasons. And for Minden, they have positioned themselves well in the wild card. Columbus Scotus is number one. Kearney Catholic is number two. Minden is number three. And Grand Island Central Catholic is actually number four in those C1 wild card rankings. St. Paul, they've got a win to go to state. Minden has won the toss, and they will serve it away first with the freshman center, Allie Rouse, to do the honors. And across it goes, and we're underway to Lucas Savage. Set right side on the slide. It is down in the corner, and it is good for a St. Paul kill by Jenna Derner. So Jenna Derner puts St. Paul on, or puts the Wildcats on top 1-0. And you know Coach Kane is going to have a game plan here. Now can the girls execute it? They are the underdogs, but they are going to battle tonight. Just because they've come in a little rough over the last seven games doesn't mean they haven't been competitive. But Minden with an attack error, and it's 2-0 St. Paul. Again, here in the postseason, we play the best out of five, so it could be a long, long match. As the serve is across by Alexa Wysocki, it's going to be set to the right side. The attack driven across by Halle Bauer, the leading attacker for Minden. Back row attack taken over by Madison Nyberg. Minden has it to the left side, near side kill. Halle Bauer has her first, and Minden is on the board here in our second match of the night. Earlier, Adams Central beat Gibbon. Straight sets 25-14, 25-21, and 26-24. Now Halle Bauer to serve it away for the Whippets. Short set middle. They go quick. Driving it through the double block will be Turner, but Minden keeps it up and rolls it back over with Carly Bauer. St. Paul sets to the outside. This time it'll be taken over by Lassen, and it's down and good. Mercedes Lassen, that's right, listed as 5'2 and just a sophomore, leads this team in attacks. And now Derner will go back and serve it away. Sarah Mammoth, the setter for St. Paul. 3-1 Wildcats. And the serve by Derner. Floats across to Bauer. Set it right back to her. Carly's attack. Nice dig in the back row by Nyberg. St. Paul goes outside. It goes off the block, and Minden watches it fall to the floor. The kill on the outside by Mercedes Lassen. Two in a row. St. Paul 4-1. And Derner with the serve. Outside attack, Bauer, she's deep, another error, and not the kind of start that Minden coach Ed Rouse wanted to see. 5-1. Derner goes again. I think Minden pretty much knows if they can win this, they are in very solid shape no matter what happens from here on out. And another attack error for Minden, and Coach Ed Rouse now gets off of his knee and walks a little bit closer to the floor, talking to his girls. Not going to use a timeout yet. It's 6-1. Serve across, picked up by the libero and Miller. Swatted across, and a lift is going to be called on Minden. And it is 7-1, St. Paul. And a timeout will be taken right here. Timeout on the floor, Minden. They haven't been able to keep the ball in play. It's 7-1, St. Paul. Opening set. We'll be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brems now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories.
Brem's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
As we come back to action, we get a kill from Bailey Peterson to make it 8-2, snapping her 7-2. And now St. Paul serves, and it is deep and out of bounds. So a service error gives it right back over to St. Paul. They're up 8-2. Jump serve, and they can't get out of the way. It actually goes off the noggin of Hallie Bauer in the back row. And it is an ace serve for Sarah Mamet. As you can probably tell, the St. Paul faithful sitting on our side. Minden faithful on the far side. 9-2, St. Paul with the lead off the ace serve, Mamet. This one, though, goes into the net and back over to Minden. He has not been able to generate any offense right now. And Elena Boudreau will go back to serve it away. 9-3, opening set. St. Paul has the lead. And Boudreau with the serve. Fires it across there to Lucas Savage. St. Paul sets, goes wide outside to Nyberg, who goes short side, but it hit the net, and that kicked it out of bounds. So an attack error will give Minden their fourth point, and Boudreau will get to serve it away again. 9-4 your score. As you're listening to the C18 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, St. Paul, and another service error will give St. Paul point number 10. So it goes deep, and now Mercedes Lassen is going to throw that jump serve up in the air. Well, it's kind of a floater. It's not a real traditional textbook jump serve, but it's enough to register an ace. It is 11-4, St. Paul. St. Paul coming out to play right now. On the other side of this district, Centura takes the first set over Shelton, 25-21, after Donna from Trumbull swept Ravenna earlier tonight. Now the outside attack by Minden, wide and out of bounds by Carly Bauer. I don't know if Minden's trying too hard here in the early going, but they're missing them. They're missing everything. They've got a couple kills. And St. Paul has 12 points, and only three of them are off their own doing with kills. Middle attack again, dug out. Short set middle, taken across there by Robinson. Minden with the dig, outside Bauer. Carly drives it over. Right there for the dig is Lucas Savage. Set outside St. Paul. They'll bring it over to Wysocki. Drives it into the back row, and Minden turns it around quickly to Bauer. Boy, they've got him scouted well. Great dig back row. Lassen off the back foot, getting it across Wysocki. Chance here for Minden. They go middle. They go tip, and they're going to say it hit the floor. Carly Bauer. First kill for Carly Bauer. Two of the Wildcats full extension on the ground, just trying to keep it up. And they'll say that it did touch the floor. Now Carly Bauer to serve it away, but it's 12-5 St. Paul in the opening set. Bauer floats that down the near side to Wysocki. Setment and a miss hit by the Cats makes it 12-6. Serve still in the hands of Carly Bauer. 12-6 St. Paul. Deeper serve this time. Lucas Savage's pass is off the mark, so St. Paul can only pass it over, and they will with Robinson. Here's a set to the outside for Hallie Bauer, and she'll terminate back middle. Hallie loves the outside, and she'll get her second kill, and now Minden picking up their third straight point, trying to get back into this first set. Still down 12-7, and Bauer serve at Lucas Savage. Again, the pass off the mark. Mamet has to run it down. It'll be tipped across by Wysocki. Rouse sets here. Bauer again over the block. Dig is made by Lassen. High into the sky, but it does not hit any rafters. And St. Paul will take it to the right side. Attack Nyberg is wide and out of bounds. So St. Paul put on their run. Now Minden trying to put on a run of their own. That's four in a row. 12-8 St. Paul. And a serve. Carly Bauer. Lucas Savage handling them all. There's a good pass to Mamet. Set right side. Nyberg on the attack. And Madison will not be able to terminate because it is tipped and picked up by Chelsea Miller, the libero. Short attack this time and down and good for St. Paul. Short set for Jordan Robinson, who gets her first kill. Side out Cats, 13-8. Lucas Savage will go back to serve it away. 25-3 Minden. 16-12, St. Paul. St. Paul 1-6 in their last seven matches. And here is one that's going to be registered as an ace serve. Boy, Minden's having problems getting that ball. Allie Rouse tried to get it out of the net, but couldn't keep it in play. And that will be Jordan Lucas Savage with the second ace here for St. Paul, 14-8. Lucas Savage fires another strong one. Boudreaux, Rouse, 10-foot line, gets it out to Bauer off the net, fires it over. Lucas Savage, Lassen goes into the stands, gets it back into play. Passed over there by Sarah Mamet. Chance here on the free ball. Boudreaux right side. Excuse me, that's not Boudreaux. That is Stadler. And it's returned back over to Minden. From the 10-foot line, a little standing rollover that's down and good by Bauer. So the softest of all of them goes down by Bauer. St. Paul, I think, actually had two girls start to go for it, and then they both stopped at the same time, and the ball falls to the floor uncontested. Now Stadler to serve it away here for Minden. Sydney, half-step, fires it across to Lucas Savage. Bamet with the set. Right side attack. Nyberg takes it over. Dig made there by Boudreaux. Slide right side, and the attack hit the net and hit the line for Billy Peterson. Second kill for Peterson. 14-10, St. Paul. And Stadler to keep it at the service line. Stadler, a one-step, fires that, and it's going to be deep, out of bounds. It was wide and deep. St. Paul keeps a comfortable lead at 15-10. But the Cats would love to take game one, give them some confidence, give them some breathing room. A strong serve across by Lassen. Returned over quickly by Bauer. St. Paul's got a chance here to the outside. Wysocki over the double block. Up is made. Rouse has to dump it across. St. Paul's ready. Lucas Savage to the outside. Wysocki off the back foot gets it over. Bauer with the dig, and it's rolled to the back row by Peterson. Here's a slide for Derner, and it'll miss time. She didn't get a lot on it. So Minden has it to the outside. Bauer blocks late, and Bauer will terminate. Hallie with her fourth kill. Starting to get it rolling now here midway through game number one. We've made it one time through the service rotation. And Allie Rouse now will serve it away. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, Minden. World Wide Web. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Allie Rouse with an ace serve. And it is a three-point game. It was 12-4 St. Paul. And now it's 15-12 St. Paul. Little 8-3 run here by Minden to get back in it. But still have a ways to go. Lucas Savage can't handle that one. It's another ace. Some of them have been just perfect, and then a couple like that. So back-to-back aces for Rouse, 15-13. Don't forget Adams Central and Kearney Catholic will follow this match. Adams Central, Sydney Niemeyer, knee injury. We see her sitting over there with some ice on that. St. Paul slides it. Derner takes it off the block for the kill. Second kill for Jenna Derner. St. Paul keeps the lead, but they are cutting into that lead on the Whippet sideline. And Wysocki now goes back to serve for St. Paul. She takes a run at it with that jump serve and lets it go, but it's deep and out of bounds. Service error. That's the second service error for the Cats. Minden has three service errors. 16-14 St. Paul. And time to serve it away for Hallie Bauer. Over to Lucas Savage. Mamet goes short set, tipped across there by Derner. Rouse will set it up. Off the back foot, Carly Bauer. Lucas Savage with the dig. Mamet has to track it down, sets it to the 10-foot line for Lassen. Miller gets the dig, but cannot keep it up and give the kill to Mercedes Lassen. Third kill for her, 17-14 St. Paul. Jenna Turner now to serve it away. Earlier in the conference tournament, we saw St. Paul sub quite a bit. They have not done that so far tonight. Outside attack by Carly Bauer is down. Second kill for Carly. Eighth kill as a team for Minden. St. Paul has six kills. Side out Whippets and the libero Chelsea Miller to serve it away. She, Bailey Peterson, Hallie Bauer, they are the three seniors on this Minden team. A chance to cut it to one. Miller's serve is down the middle to Nyberg. Set outside, Lassen's there, but it's partially blocked by Boudreaux. Up there by Stadler. Right side, Boudreaux gets the swing. Good dig by Nyberg. Tipped across by Mamet. She didn't like that. Comes right back to St. Paul. Middle attack, Robinson. Termination, Cats. Jordan with her second kill. And with the way St. Paul got the lead and the momentum and the adrenaline and the crowd noise, they kind of have to hold on here in game one, wouldn't you think? I know they've got the talent to battle, but get that confidence that you've got a chance here by winning game one. Minden's going to go to the bench. Sarah Ryan's going to come in. And the serve across by Mamet. Chuck serve dug out there by Hallimauer. Middle attack is hammered down by Boudreaux. Boy, that was one of those where you lick the lips as the set goes up because you know you're going to be bringing it down strong. And Boudreaux with her first kill. Back and forth here in game one. Can't imagine if it stays like this for a fourth or fifth set. Boudreaux serves. Set middle. Lassen deep. Out of bounds. It's a one-point game. St. Paul has not used a timeout yet. It's 18-17. St. Paul was up 8 points. Now it's down to one. Boudreaux now trying to tie it up here. Deep serve almost let up, hit the ground, and it hits the basketball hoop. Now it's played across on the pass, free ball here for Minden. They'll set it high outside for Carly Bauer. She brings it down the line, and we're tied. Third kill for Carly Bauer. It is 18-18 and timeout on the floor by St. Paul. So Minden has erased the 8-point deficit, and we're knotted at 18 in game one here in the C18 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. We're back after this.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated.
It's hard to believe, but football and volleyball season are beginning to wind down. And Misco Sports, on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center, wants to get you ready for the postseason by closing out all of their football and volleyball apparel and equipment, now 30% off. Misco's also has Cutters football gloves at 35% off. And don't forget this month, a great deal on shoes, sandals, basketball shoes, whatever you could put on your feet, up to 50% off. And don't forget the football and volleyball closeout, 30% off all apparel and equipment now at Misco's.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Guda back with you here as out of the timeout. It'll be a big swing by Lassen, but picked up by Minden. Bauer, Carly tracks it down to Lucas Savage. She gets it up to Mamet. Right side tip, Nyberg on the line. Nice play by Madison Nyberg to get her first kill. And St. Paul back on top, 19-18. And Lassen now goes back to serve it away. St. Paul just seems to be having a good time out there right now. They are playing loose. You never know coming into the postseason. Minden was a little tight to get things started. Back row, Carly Bauer rolls it over. Picked up by Lucas Savage. Set middle. Robinson takes the swing, and Robinson terminates. Number three for Jordan. And St. Paul up 20-18. Each team one timeout remaining. Lassen on the serve. And the jump serve down the middle to Bauer. Here's the set. Rouse gets it outside to Carly. She'll fire it across right into the hands of Wysocki. Then Alexa will take it over softly. Rouse sets again. This time Bauer at the net. Blocked up front by Robinson. Set right back over by Miller. Mammoth's going to set outside Wysocki a third time. Hallie Bauer, the dig of the back row. Minden rotates it up to Carly. She'll tip it over. Mammoth got a hand on it but couldn't keep it up. Minden point. Carly Bauer, her fourth kill. 20-19, Minden. Both teams hitting a high level already. And back to serve it away, Carly Bauer. Bauer served down the middle to Lucas Savage. Mamet sets to the right side. Nyberg standing spike. Good placement. Miller had to stab it up, and it goes up and hits the rafters, and it'll be down to the floor. Nyberg with the point. St. Paul 21, Minden 19, game one. Lucas Savage to serve. Earlier tonight, Adams Central swept out Gibbon. And they'll play Kearney Catholic next. We'll also have tomorrow's file at 7 here on Classic Hits. Serves across. Rouse to the outside. Hallie Bauer took something off of it, but it hit the net. Popped it up for Wysocki. Derner tips it back over. Passed into the net. Rouse got it out of the net. And Ryan will be able to pass it across. St. Paul gets back into their offense. Oh, short set. Derner broke her ankle trying to get over to that one. Now Bauer has an open look. Block. Dig. Boudreaux. And Rouse tried to tip it across, but put it into her own net. And Minden's going to call their final timeout. Game one, St. Paul 22, Minden 19 on Classic Hits.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter.
Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And welcome back. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Congratulations to the St. Paul football team, even though they came up 1 point short last week. Minden, of course, continues their undefeated run. Right now, though, it's volleyball, 22-19. St. Paul serving out of the Minden timeout. Bauer tips it across. Mammoth's right there. Nyberg sets to the outside for Wysocki at the net. The dig is made. Hallie Bauer. Ryan sets it back to Hallie. Hallie off the block. Mammoth with another dig. Nyberg, another good set. Wysocki on the attack, and the point continues. Rouse now sets it to Bauer. Hallie off the back foot. Good swing. Picked up by the Cats. Tipped across. One more time to Hallie Bauer. Near side attack. Dugout Lassen. Overpass. Free ball swing. Finally terminated by Minden's Hallie Bauer. Her fifth kill. And it keeps Minden in the game. Back into the ball game will be Bailey Peterson. Staying in to serve will be Sarah Ryan. 22-20, St. Paul, opening set. And to serve by Ryan. Across to Lassen, set right side for Nyberg, blocked up front. Free ball, twice, three times, finally back to Minden. Bauer, one more swing, Mammoth returns it over. Rouse back pedals to get the set. Bauer again, she's getting almost every swing here lately. St. Paul on the outside, Wysocki, and she's wide, and it's out of bounds. A one-point game, 22-21 on the St. Paul error. With some good play at the net again by Hallie Bauer. Sarah Ryan to serve, trying to tie it up here in the opening set. Serve, just gets across, picked up there by Wysocki. They get it back to Alexa. All she can do is tip it over. Ryan with the overpass on the dig, and then a miss hit by St. Paul. Ryan ends up getting a point there, and we are tied at 22. And Coach Matt Cain says, I'll use my timeout. St. Paul was up by 8 at 12-4. Minden caught up at 18-all. Then St. Paul went up 22-19, and Minden has three in a row. Both teams are out of timeouts. We'll be back at the conclusion of Game 1 right after this.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats.
Again, we want to thank Rocky Allman, the athletic director here at Grand Island Northwest, and all the fine folks here for their hospitality. We're here tonight. We're here tomorrow night for the C18 sub-district tournament, and whoever survives will head on to the district final on Friday night at a site to be determined. Central Catholic, Fillmore Central on the other side. And Ryan to serve for Minden, tied at 22. Minden has never led in this game. Set to the outside, Derner. Derner on the attack. Carly Bauer with the dig. Rouse short set middle. Going to be tipped across there by Peterson. Opportunity for St. Paul. They set right side, but Ryan's there for the dig in the back row. Now Hallie Bauer rolls it over pretty deep, but Lassen had to play it. Dumped over by Mammoth, who draws there. Rouse set to the outside. Bauer again. She's blocked. It rolls down the net, and it falls on St. Paul's side. It's a Minden point. Sometimes you got to have the ball bounce your way, and Minden is ahead for the first time tonight, 23-22. Ryan again to serve. Four in a row for Minden. St. Paul gets it to Mammoth. Mammoth sets it right side for Nyberg. Got a good swing, and she'll finish. Kill number three for Madison Nyberg, 23-all. And it's going to be Madison Nyberg to serve it away now. To see who gets the momentum and the advantage here in game one. Go up 1-0 in the best of five. And the serve by Nyberg. Strong down the middle to Boudreaux. Stays in the middle. Rouse sets it outside. Bauer from the 10-foot line. Good placement, but Lassen again keeps it alive. Bumped across there. Free ball for Minden. Rouse slide. Right side. Peterson block. Derner ace block. It's game point. St. Paul. Jenna Derner steps up with a big defensive play. 24-23, Cats here on this Halloween night. The serve now, Nyberg. Game point, St. Paul. Iberg, line drive, serve to Bauer. Rouse handles it to the outside. Halle Bauer blocked up front by Derner. Save Boudreaux. Middle attack, Peterson. She's blocked by Derner. Halle Bauer, as it hangs above the net, takes the swing. Picked up by Lassen. Set outside, Wysocki. And it is passed close to the net and tipped down by Mamet. And the first game goes to St. Paul. Sarah Mamet tips it down. And the Cats kept fighting and fighting and finally win the opening set. 25-23, and we'll be back with the numbers in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
That is only the 10th set that Minden has lost in 29 matches. And so St. Paul getting what they needed to get done here in the opening set, winning it 25-23 for Minden. Allie Rouse had two ace serves. Bailey Peterson, two kills. Sydney Stadler, a service point. Halle Bauer had six kills. Carly Bauer, three service points, four kills. Sarah Ryan, two service points and a kill. In fact, that's three service points for Sarah Ryan and a kill. Elena Boudreaux, two service points, one kill. 14 kills, no ace blocks, two ace serves for St. Paul. Sarah Mamet, the setter, had an ace serve and a kill, the last one. Madison Nyberg, two service points, three kills. Mercedes Lassen, three service points, three kills. Jordan Lukasavich, two service points, one was an ace. Jordan Robinson, three kills. Jenna Derner, four service points, an ace block, and two kills. And Alexa Wysocki gets a service point. St. Paul, 12 kills, one ace block, two ace serves. They jumped out to a 7-1 lead. Minden had a lot of errors early on, and St. Paul used the early start to win the first set, 25-23. We'll end to the second set right after this from the C18 Subdistrict Tournament on Classic Hits.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed. Lukasavich Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for four generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lukasavich name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lukasavich Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
Doug Duda, our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, back with you here at Grand Island Northwest for continuing coverage of the C18 Subdistrict. This is a semifinal match. First set goes to St. Paul, 25-23 over fourth-ranked Minden. Earlier tonight, Adams Central swept given. Adams Central will play Kearney Catholic after this match. St. Paul serves it away to start game two, and Minden immediately goes outside to Boudreaux, who's flying towards the net and drives it home. Elena Boudreaux with her second kill, both. Had a little power behind them. Bauer to serve. Crossed over to St. Paul, set to the outside. Wysocki off the block. It pops up there for Bauer. Rouse close to the net. Has to be tipped over. Barely got over by St. Paul. Mamet short set. Derner. Derner takes it across to Miller with a dig. Rouse sets outside Carly Bauer. She'll have to tip it across. The passing has not been very crisp. St. Paul gets another kill from Wysocki. That'll be her first. 1-1. Again, the winners meet tomorrow. Minden's in good shape for a wild card, but they really kind of want to get this win tonight to assure things because you just never know. St. Paul serves it across here with Wysocki. Picked up Miller. Rouse runs after it again. Back row attack Bauer, and Halle gets her seventh. 2-1 Minden. You knew Coach Kane would have a good game plan coming in here for the Wildcats, and it seemed like they were picking up everything Minden was hitting early on. Miller now to serve. Was looking at Coach Ed Rouse for a signal, and I think he kind of forgot to give her one, so she just fires it over to Lucas Savage. It's going to be tipped across there by St. Paul, set to the outside. Carly now gets a little closer to the middle. The attack picked up by Wysocki. Back row, St. Paul. Good swing that time by Nyberg. Rouse with the dig. Out to Bauer. Carly tips it across again. Slide for Derner. Derner goes to the middle. Rouse with the dig. Good point going here. Minden with the swing and dig out. Again by St. Paul. Mamet dumps it over from the center position. Up by Minden to Carly Bauer. Over to Lassen. Heck of a point continues here. Lassen standing spike. Hit the net and falls over. And that's how the point will end. Fourth kill for Mercedes. 2-2. Don't forget Monday Night Football tonight. The San Diego Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs. Pregame at 7. Kickoff at 7:37 on ESPN 1460, 1550. Serves across. They'll slide it to the middle to Sydney Stadler, and she is deep, and St. Paul takes the lead at 3-2. Jenna Derner with the serve. Had a good run in the first game to help get them out to that 7-1 lead. Middle attack. Boudreaux. It's overpassed by Saki, but knocked her off her feet. Here's Bauer on the attack. That one's not coming back. Boudreaux, so powerful that it came back over and allowed Carly Bauer to pick up her fifth kill. 3-3, side out here for the Whippets. And it'll be Boudreaux to serve it away. First set went to St. Paul, 25-23. And Boudreaux takes her time to serve. Lucas Savage passes it to Mamet. Slide up to Robinson. Her tip is wide, but I think they're going to call... No, they called in the net, but it was on St. Paul, so it didn't matter. It was going to Minden either way, and Minden now leads it 4-3. Boudreaux serve. And Elena, one step, fires it. They keep going to Lucas Savage. She can't handle that one, and it's an ace. Elena Boudreaux with her first service ace. That's the third for the Whippets so far tonight. And now Minden grabs a 5-3 lead. Halloween night. May have affected the crowd a little bit, but a pretty darn good crowd on hand here from St. Paul. Boudreaux serve into the net. So after the ace, the error, St. Paul will get it back. 5-4 your score. And the serve coming up here for Mamet. Jump serve, hits the net, falls over, ace. Sarah Mamet with her second ace of the evening. And we're tied again, 5-5. Maybe a little more of the net than Mamet wants. Let's see what she does here. High toss, unleashes it. Picked up there by Bauer. Good pass, set right back to Carly. She's over the block, but she's over the line. It's called out. St. Paul with three in a row after Minden put up three in a row. 6-5, Cats. Four back defensively on serve receive. Mamet hit the net, in the net, and the error ties it up at 6. So you got a couple there for St. Paul. And back to serve it away is going to be Carly Bauer. Again, the first game, if you just joined us, went to St. Paul, 25-23. First match, Adams Central beat Gibbon in 3. Serves across. Tried the slide. Robinson had to come back forward. It's blocked right back at her. St. Paul in the swing. Error in the net. 7-6 Minnesota. Minden. And Carly will stay at that service line. Carly Bauer, strong down the middle, ace. It just died, and it is 8-6 Minden. So we're getting some mini runs here in the start of the second set. Carly now all the way back to that gymnasium wall, takes a little run at it, tries to float it in the same place. Lucas Savage gets it over to Mamet, up for Nyberg, angle attack. Handled. Rouse gets it to Bauer. Halley, big swing. It's dug out. Goes off the air conditioning vent and back down, but they'll be able to pass it over. Rouse, short set, middle. Stadler, big swing, and Wysocki with the dig. Back row. It'll be rolled over by Wysocki. It's called in. It's called in. Minden thought it was out. It's called in. It was very, very close. And that call will go to St. Paul. Second kill for Wysocki. 8-7. Minden. St. Paul serve here with Mercedes Lassen. And across it goes. Passes off the mark. Rouse has to run it down. Back row attack. Boudreaux is too deep, and we're tied again at 8. All starts with a good strong serve there from Mercedes Lassen. This is the C18 Sub-District Volleyball Semifinals on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Minden, St. Paul, and PlatteRiverPreps.com, your home for all high school sports. Bauer terminates for Minden. No doubt about that one for Hallie. That's number 8. 9-8 Minden. St. Paul won the opening set. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central will play our next match, the third and final one here on this opening night. Crosstown, it was Centura taking the first set from Shelton. And earlier tonight, Donovan Trumbull swept Renetta. Ball across, St. Paul makes quick work of that. They go to the right side, and Nyberg will get her first kill of this game, fourth of the match. 9-9, Lucas Savage to serve. And Jordan the libero, deep middle. At Boudreaux, pass to Rouse outside. Hallie Bauer got a good run at it, and she'll drive it away. Hallie Bauer with the kill. Number 9. 10-9 as we just rotate through the service order here. And Hallie Rouse to serve it away. Rouse's serve, a little softer here. Drops into the middle, pass to Mamet. Right side, Nyberg, blocked up front, but it is out of bounds. And give the point to St. Paul and Nyberg. Her fifth kill. 10-10. Coach Matt Cain continues to work and talk to his gals almost every point. Nyberg serve. Over to Bauer. Rouse runs it down. Boudreaux off the net. Rolls it across. St. Paul dig. Lucas Savage set to Wysocki at the net. Somebody's in the net. They're going to call it on Minden. Minden's going to be called in the net. It sure looked like St. Paul followed through into the net. Oh, and they're saying Minden, when they came down, grabbed the net. So that's what happened. Point St. Paul. They take the lead 11-10. And the serve clips the net by Nyberg, but it does get over. Right side attack, Hallie Bauer. The corner's open, but missed it deep. And for the last 5 points, go to St. Paul, 12-10. As Minden sets five back defensively here on serve receive. Takes it to Carly Bauer, Rouse to Hallie. Hallie in the middle. Hallie is wide and out of bounds. Another error. And Minden started the match with errors. Now some errors here midway through game two. St. Paul won the opener 25-23, and they're now up 13-10 in game two. Could there be an upset brewing? Keep it here for more high school volleyball on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Out of the Minden timeout, we're back to action, and St. Paul off the tip does get the kill from Alexa Wysocki. All three of her kills have come in this game. That's five in a row for St. Paul. They're now up 14-10. 14-10, and they won the opening game over state-rated 25-3 Minden. And Nyberg continues to serve. And the serve down the middle to Bauer. Set to the outside. Here's Boudreaux. Drives it through the double block. And that time it's down to the floor. Elena Boudreaux with her third kill. 14-11 St. Paul. St. Paul in the opening set 25-23. Charlie Bauer to serve. Or Hallie Bauer to serve. Hallie. Strong Lucas Savage. Mamet runs it down. 10-foot line. Wysocki on the line. Boy, right now St. Paul, if it's an inch either way, they're getting the inch. They're just hitting the line, or Minden's just missing the line. And that's the difference in quite a few points so far. And once again, St. Paul doesn't let Minden get anything rolling here. Right back into their serve. for Wysocki. Not the best toss there, but it is going to be passed quickly back over by Minden. St. Paul gets it outside. Lassen, dig by Miller. Rouse set outside Bauer, and it's down for Carly. Number six for Carly Bauer. Side out Whippets. Again, the winner will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to play either Kearney Catholic or Adams Central. You've got to figure it'll be Kearney Catholic, who's got just one loss and ranked third. Miller to serve. And down the middle to Lucas Savage. Pass to Mamet. Outside Lassen. She has to adjust and punch it over. Miller made a heck of a play just to return it. Free ball slide outside Turner. Lofts it up for Bauer. She's able to dig. Right side Boudreaux. Big swing. St. Paul chasing it down. And then they pass it into the net. It falls over. Nyberg with the hustle. And again, the bounces are going St. Paul's way. Sixth kill for Nyberg. 16-12. Durner with the serve. Pretty deep, but it's playable. Rouse sets outside Carly Bauer. Wide and out of bounds. 17-12 St. Paul. And Minden has already used the timeout. St. Paul looking to go up 2-0. Served by Durner. And the pass is off the mark. Set right side. Again, Minden, that's been the key. They have not passed well here, and St. Paul's been strong serving them. Lassen tips it over. Rouse to the outside. Carly Bauer drives it over. Over past St. Paul. Free ball cannot be put away the first time, but it is the second time by Carly Bauer. She's got seven kills. Sister Hallie has nine. For St. Paul, they are led by Nyberg with six. Side out here for Minden. And back to serve it away will be Boudreaux. Mamet sets it outside. Lassen down and good. Number five for Mercedes Lassen. St. Paul scored three in a row twice in this set. Last time was when they picked up point eight. Now Mamet with that jump serve. Try and make it a bigger lead. Good pickup by Boudreaux. Set right side Stadler, but she dropped it into her own net. 19-13. St. Paul and Minden coach Ed Rouse is going to sub. I think he thought about using his last timeout, but Sarah Ryan's going to come in. And Sydney Stadler is going to check out. Still at the service line is Sarah Mamet. 19-13 St. Paul. Mamet's jump serve clips the net. Picked up by Bauer. Hallie gets it to Carly. Carly on the attack. Lucas Savage has it. Here's the set. Mamet short side Nyberg, and she's wide and out of bounds. Oh, but they call a tip. They call a tip, and Nyberg gets the kill. And timeout by Minden. St. Paul is pulling away in game two. St. Paul won the opener 25-23, and they are up 20-13 over Minden in the second set here in the C18 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. We'll be right back.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gym in Grand Island at Northwest High School, side of the C18 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament. Glad to have you along with us. Earlier tonight, Adams Central swept Gibbon 25-14, 25-21, 26-24. St. Paul won the first set here over Minden 25-23 and now is out to a 20-13 lead on a Halloween night where Minden is getting tricked right now. It is all treats for St. Paul as Mamet's serve hits the net and it kills it again for an ace. Sarah Mamet with that jump serve. 21-13. Mamet again. High toss. Good serve to Carly Bauer. Set it back to Carly on the outside. It hit the net but popped up. Easy pickup for Minden. They'll dump it over Nyberg. She'll get the kill. You ever had one of those days where nothing's going right? Minden's having one right here in this set. 22-13, and take nothing away from St. Paul because they are pressing and forcing the issue. And they are not letting off the gas. Mamet over to Boudreaux. There's a good pass to the outside. Bauer, Boudreaux, or excuse me, into the back room to Lucas Savage. They're going to have to pass it over. Free ball here. Short set middle. Ryan on the attack. Lucas Savage with the up. St. Paul too close to the net. They can't get it over. In fact, they even called a double hit on the set attempt. So side out Minden, but St. Paul's only 3 points away from a 2-0 lead. And back to serve for the Whippets is Carly Bauer. Had an ace last time she was back there. This time at Lucas Savage. Gets it to Mamet. Keeps it out of the net to Lassen. Lassen is in. 23-14. Kill number six for Lassen. And back to serve it away will be Lassen. 2 points away from a 2-0 lead. And they've really taken it to Minden here in this second set. Rouse on the set. Out to Hallie Bauer, who's been stuck in the back. And this time she'll take a little frustration out and drive it down. Hallie with her 10th kill. Side out Minden, but a huge mountain to climb here. They've got to score 9 of the next 10 just to tie it. 23-15, the serve looked like it was mishit, but it falls in for an ace. It worked. Sarah Ryan gets the ace serve. St. Paul just hoping to get the ball back here. As the serve by Ryan is into the net. And it is game point. St. Paul, Derner back into the front row. Lucas Savage to go back and serve it. 24-16, St. Paul, a point away from a 2-0 lead. Over the heavily favored Whippets. Serve Lucas Savage. It's going to be an ace. And St. Paul is up 2 games to none. 25-23. 25-16. We'll be back with more right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Fall season is full of high school sports and other school activities, and Brim's now offers digital photo processing to help you share those memories. Brim's Health Mart is also where you go when you've shared other things, like cold germs, viruses, or those other seasonal ailments that make a whole nother sort of memory. For relief, and yep, even prevention, the helpful pharmacists treat you like family and help you enjoy the change of seasons a little bit more. Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul.
Here's a look at the numbers in game number two. First of all, for Minden, Hallie Bauer had 4 kills. Carly Bauer, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Sarah Ryan, an ace serve. Elena Boudreaux, 2 service points. 1 was an ace and 2 kills. 9 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. For St. Paul, Sarah Mamet, 5 service points, 2 of them aces. Madison Nyberg, 4 service points and 5 kills. Mercedes Lassen, a service point and 3 kills. Jordan Lucas Savage, an ace serve. Jenna Derner, 2 service points. Alexa Wysocki, 4 kills. St. Paul with 12 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. The Cats win game two, 25-16. St. Paul is up 2 games to none over 25-3, fourth-ranked Minden. Can the Whippets turn it around, or will St. Paul pull the shocker? We'll be back in a minute with set 3 here on Classic Hits.
It's a great day of football. Fun tailgate, lots of food, rooting for your team. But when you say goodbye to all your buddies and hit the road, what if you forgot to empty the hot coals from the grill that's in your trunk? Will your insurance cover that? Don't hope so. No, so. Are you in good hands?
Don't get sacked by bad coverage. Call your Allstate agents at the Kroll Agency Incorporated in Minden, Kennesaw, Hastings, and Roseland for a free good hands coverage checkup. Are you in good hands? The Kroll Agency Incorporated.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
And welcome back to exciting high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Minden will serve to start the third set, trailing 2-0. St. Paul winning the first two, 25-23 and 25-16. Still one match after this, Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. Service across to the slide, Derner, and it's on the back line, and St. Paul keeps going. Jenna Derner, who did not have a kill in the second set, gets her third of the match. The leading attacker is Nyberg with 8. Looks like 6 for Lassen. And the serve is across to Minden. Hallie Bauer. Standing spike gets it across. St. Paul sets to the outside. Lassen on the attack. Dig is made to the back row by Miller. Here's the set outside. Bauer. Bauer is partially blocked, but it falls over. Not a solid enough block, and Bauer will pick up her 11th kill. And we've mentioned it from time to time. Minden, the one thing it seems to me that is noticeable, if St. Paul's serving strong, but Minden is not passing the ball very well, and it's keeping Roush running all over the place, so they're not getting as many swings as usual, like Lassen just got, and hammers it home. Minden's had so many more errors than St. Paul. Lassen with the kill. Don't keep the hitting efficiency numbers, but fair to say St. Paul's is much higher as Derner will serve. Into the back row to Bauer. Rouse sets it back to Hallie. On the left side, she'll go near side attack. Derner's right there for the kill. St. Paul's short set. Driven across by Robinson. Flicked up and returned. And St. Paul with a quick. And it's deep and out of bounds. The Whippets threw a couple of arms out there, and it went right up above the net for the free ball for Robinson, and she hit it too deep. Rouse now to serve for Minden. And Hallie punches it across to Nyberg. Mammoth outside to Lassen. It hit the net and came across over pass. Free ball. Robinson tips it. It's not away yet. Minden will get a tip into the middle for Peterson. She'll hammer it across. It is picked up by St. Paul, and Lassen will terminate. Mercedes Lassen with her 8th kill. 3-2 St. Paul. Mammoth to serve. Again, St. Paul had won just one of their last 7 matches, and that was against Gibbon. Now, all of the competition was tough. Kearney Catholic and Wood River twice. St. Cecilia and Twin River. Those were the 6 matches. Here's Lassen down the near side. Rouse with the dig. Back row, Carly Bauer has to take it across. Played by St. Paul. Mammoth sets right side to Nyberg. Angle attack. Rouse is there. Set by Boudreaux to Bauer. Hallie tips it over right at Mammoth. Nyberg dumps it across. Minden's ready. Set right side. Boudreaux adjusts. Single block is thrown up by Lassen. St. Paul sets middle. Attack off balance. Over by Robinson. Here comes Hallie Bauer. Good-looking swing and termination for the Whippets. Number 12, Hallie Bauer. They went to her in the first set when they were behind. She got them back into it. And now you have to wonder if they're going to ask too much of her. She has really been the leader of this ball club, and now she's back to serve. Wants to take it at Mammoth, but Lucas Savage comes up to get it. Mammoth sets it to the outside. Lassen through the double block, and a lift is going to be called on the Whippets. Trying to dig up the block, and Lassen has number 9. It is 4-3 St. Paul, third set. St. Paul is up 2-0. On this Halloween night on Classic Hits. And the serve is just deep that time from Lassen out of bounds. We have had very few service errors in this match. Back into the ball game for Minden, Sydney Stadler. And checking out Bailey Peterson. Miller now to serve. Whistle is blown, and Miller kind of rushed to serve. And into the net it goes. The whistle blew, and Coach Rouse wanted to tell his girls something, not necessarily Miller. And Miller kind of stopped and looked over to the bench and then realized, I better serve it and put it into the net. Here's the serve by Lucas Savage. That's okay for Minden because she returns the favor out of bounds. So after we say we haven't seen many service errors, there's 3 in a row. And the serve coming up here for Elena Boudreaux. Boudreaux flicks it across to Lassen. Mamet sets outside Wysocki around the single block. Dig made back row by Bauer. Set out to Carley. Carley takes something off it. Dig is made there by Lassen. Right side, Nyberg. She goes wide and out of bounds. Point Minden, 6-5. And Boudreaux stays at that service line. Across town, Centura fought off two set points. And they win over Shelton 27-25. So Centura trying to upset Shelton. They're up two games to none. Middle attack, Turner. It's down. Number four for Jenna Derner. 6-6, St. Paul not letting up. And Nyberg to serve. Nyberg takes some time. Now the serve. Strong across Boudreaux. Good pass to Rouse. Middle attack. Stanley. Block Derner. At the net. It'll be tipped across there by Boudreaux, and she found the opening. Nice little tip into the corner by Boudreaux. Elena's fourth kill. Minden 7-6. And Carley Bauer's turn to serve it away here for the Whippets. And the serve just got over the top of the net. Picked up by Lucas Savage. Set to the outside. Wysocki blocked up front by Standler. St. Paul digs. Try it again. This time they tip it over the double block. Boudreaux gets an arm on it. Tip back over by Bauer. Right into the hands of Mamet. Set wide out there to Wysocki. And her attack is deep. And Minden has a two-point lead at 8-6. Been a long time since Minden's been up by 2 points. In fact, it was 5-3 second set. Jenna Derner tries to make it a three-point lead. Good line drive serve. Lucas Savage is up to the task. Set it to the outside. Wysocki, she's deep. And now a couple of attack errors by St. Paul helping Minden out. 9-6. Carley Bauer looking for three in a row. Serves it right in the middle. It's an ace. 10-6, Minden. Ace serve, Carley Bauer, her second of the match, and a timeout by St. Paul. So for the first time in the match, Minden has got themselves out to a little bit of a lead. St. Paul's up 2-0, but Minden is up 10-6 in the third here on Classic Hits.
This high school sports broadcast featuring the first St. Paul Wildcats is presented in part by Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul. Proud to be a member of the St. Paul community and proud to be a supporter of the St. Paul Wildcats. Your Citizens Bank and Trust of St. Paul is an independent community bank that's been serving their community since 1888. Bank with the hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust, member FDIC, go Wildcats. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Rosencrantz Gymnasium as the serve comes across for the Minden Whippets. St. Paul takes it outside, staying out of the net. Derner got it across. Outside attack for Minden. Bauer, she'll finish. Allie Bauer with her third kill of this game, 13th of the match. And it is 11-6 Minden. So they finally maybe have found their groove here. Carley Bauer, another serve. That's five in a row, but this one is out. And back over to St. Paul. Again, St. Paul 25-23, 25-16 have won the first two sets here from Minden. And back to serve it away for the Cats is going to be Alexa Wysocki. With that jump serve, here she comes all the way from the left corner, but a service error into the net. Gives it right back over to Minden. Again, first meeting of the year between these two teams. Minden is 25-3. Two losses to Grand Island Central Catholic, one to Kearney Catholic. St. Paul, 16-12. They've had their share of losses to the good teams around the area. Here's Lassen on the outside. Tips it through the double block and gets the kill. Number 10 for Mercedes Lassen to lead her ball club again. And Jenna Derner now to serve it away for St. Paul. Trying to get back into game three here. Deep serve, backing up Carly Bauer, makes the play. Rouse has to run it down. It's just going to be passed across, and they can't even do that. It'll be an error, and St. Paul cuts it to three, 12-9. Jenna Derner now with her seventh point of the match from the service line. Floats this over to Rouse with the set. Middle attack deep by Minden. They're looking for a tip, and they get the tip. The kill goes to Bailey Peterson. That's just her third kill, first since the opening set. And an important point there for Minden. Otherwise, St. Paul starts to get something going. That would have been three in a row. Now Rouse to serve it away here for Minden. And Allie's serve gets over. Beautiful serve to Lucas Savage. Over pass, tip down for a Minden kill. Allie Bauer, number 14. 14-9, Minden. Again, don't forget, still one more match after this. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central. Adams Central, who started the season 0-8 with one of those losses to Kearney Catholic, has now been 500 ever since. Set outside, Lassen, blocked up front that time by Boudreaux, picked up by St. Paul, and set over out of bounds. Mamet tried to go with a quick return and set it wide. St. Paul has one timeout remaining, 15-9. Rouse looking for two in a row here. Looking for three in a row. And this time it's down for an ace, her third of the match. And Minden has finally got the momentum tonight, and that'll be the final timeout. St. Paul's going to take one here. St. Paul's up 2-0, but Minden is up 16-9 in the third. You're listening to the C18 Subdistrict Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And we're back out of the St. Paul timeout. Ball in play. Minden's going to go to the back row. Carly Bauer on the attack. The dig made by Wysocki. Mamet runs it down. Lassen's attack. Dug back out by Bauer. Rouse runs it down. Passed across. Almost watched each other. Looked at each other and almost watched it fall. Set outside Lassen. She's blocked but not good enough. And down to the floor it goes. Lassen with her 11th kill. Side out St. Paul. Minden up 16-10 in the third. St. Paul, though, trying for the upset. They've won the first two sets. And Sarah Mamet with the jump serve. Set to the right side and a quick kill by Bauer. Hallie seems to now be finding her stride again. That's her 15th kill. And it is 17-10, Minden. St. Paul's kind of in no man's land right here. They'd either like this set to end quickly so that they can stay rested, or they'd like to really get going, maybe get back in this game, get some momentum for the fourth. Back row attack, Wysocki sails deep. Looks like it's going to be the former rather than the latter. It's 18-10, Minden. And they must win to get us into a fourth set. That's Hallie Bauer's first service point of the match. Now she goes for two. Lucas Savage wasn't quite sure what to do with it, but they still get it up to Lassen, and she's going to be blocked. Up front, the ace block for Bailey Peterson. 19-10, Minden. And Bauer again serves this one a lot softer. Picked up by Lucas Savage. Set outside. Lassen again. Put it into her own net. Four hits. 20-10. And St. Paul has used both of their timeouts. So it does look like we'll be headed to a fourth set here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, St. Paul, and Minden. It's 20-10. Bauer with the serve across. Right side, Lassen drives it across. Dug out by Rouse. Outside, Carly Bauer. She brings it over. Right at Lassen. Knocks her over, but kept the ball alive and tipped over there by Nyberg with a standing spike. Middle attack by Minden. Peterson drives it over. Now Lassen close to the net. Goes near corner, but is out. Point, Minden. 21-10. Four in a row for Halle Bauer. And a serve right down the middle. Picked up there, Wysocki. Middle attack. Robinson finally ends the run. Jordan Robinson with her fourth kill. 21-11. And back to serve it away will be Mercedes Lassen. And she'll fire an ace. 21-12. Now, this is the last thing that Coach Rouse wants to see. He does not want to see St. Paul get anything started here, taking us into a fourth set. Lassen serve to Miller. Gets it to Rouse. Sets it back row, but there's nobody ready for it, so it's just passed across. St. Paul sets right side. Nyberg drops it over. Miller with the dig. Rouse setting out of the back row again to Carly Bauer. She'll drive it off the block for the kill. First kill of this game for Carly, her eighth of the match. Back in will be Stadler. Fire up. 22-12. And Miller to serve. Chelsea deep and too deep, out of bounds. Side out, St. Paul, 22-13. But unless we see a massive collapse here, we're headed to a fourth set. Remember, St. Paul is up, two games to none. Lucas Savage to serve. Jordan floats it across. Pass a little low. Rouse gets into the middle of Boudreau, and Boudreau drives it home. There was only one blocker, and Boudreau and Stadler both went towards the net, and the block went towards Stadler, and Boudreau gets her fifth kill. And back to serve it will be Boudreau. 23-13. Across it comes. Mamet sets outside, set across by Wysocki. Set to the near side, Bauer. Carly is deep. They want a tip, and they are going to get a tip from the back judge. Carly Bauer, 24-13. The St. Paul fans don't like that one. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it means anything because Minden's going to win this game. It's set point at 24-13. And back to Lucas Savage. Mamet sets to the outside for Wysocki. Miller with the dig. Rouse with the set. Miscommunication. It just got flipped over. St. Paul, free ball. Durner middle. Tips it across. Boudreau with the dig. Outside, Carly Bauer. Mamet with the dig. Still set point here for Minden. Outside, Wysocki. Off the block. Two players collide. Rouse passed it over. Wysocki tips. Still can't put it away. It's St. Paul volleyball. Middle attack. Durner, and she'll finish. Jenna Durner with the kill. Jenna Durner drives it down with her fifth kill. 24-14, and back to serve it will be Nyberg. Nyberg into the net, and that's the end of the third game. The service error, Minden 25, St. Paul 14. So St. Paul is up 2-1. But Minden gets game number 3, and we'll come back and give you the numbers right after this.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The most recommended. Specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns back here. You know, I thought we were seeing some better volleyball, and maybe we're just seeing longer rallies because as you look at the stats here in the third set, it's not like anybody piled up a bunch of kills or ace blocks. Here's what we've got. St. Paul, Madison Nyberg, who had been leading them in kills, didn't get anything. Mercedes Lassen had an ace serve. She did have 5 kills in that set. Jordan Robinson had a kill. Jenna Durner had a service point and 3 kills. 9 kills, no ace blocks, 1 ace serve for St. Paul. 4 Minden, Allie Rouse, 3 service points. 1 was an ace. Bailey Peterson, an ace block and a kill. Hallie Bauer, 4 service points, 5 kills. Carly Bauer, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 2 kills. And Elena Boudreaux, 2 service points, 2 kills. That's 10 kills, 1 ace block, and 2 ace serves for Minden. They win it 25-14, but only 13 of the points, when you add those three up, directly earned. Everything else is on a St. Paul error. So let's see which team can clean it up as we go to the fourth set, which we'll do after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life. Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances takes pride in providing the best quality for its customers for 4 generations and is proud, too, of the generations of great student-athletes from our area. The Lucas Savage name has a long tradition of serving all of central Nebraska with big-time quality and hometown service, and looks forward to the opportunity to count you among the family of satisfied customers. Best of luck tonight to the area student-athletes from Lucas Savage Furniture, Flooring, and Appliances in downtown Farwell.
We're ready to start the fourth set here in our C18 Sub-District Volleyball Tournament. St. Paul will serve it away with Wysocki. St. Paul up 2-1. Minden won the third set. Serve over and we're underway. Middle attack Stadler off the block. Up there by Wysocki. Set Mammoth to the outside. Lassen, she's on the line. Lassen with the kill. That's number 12. And for Lassen, she leads the team. 8 for Nyberg. For Minden, Hallie Bauer with 15. Carly Bauer with 9. 33 service kills for Minden. St. Paul has 33 as well. And now Minden is going to add another one. It looks like St. Paul runs all the way to the back wall. Kept it alive. They do pass it over. Free ball here for Bauer and taking over Carly. Another dig. St. Paul trying to turn the point around, but they leave it above the net, and it is hammered home by Sydney Stadler. That is Sydney's first kill of the match. And it gets the ball back over to the Whippets. And to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Carly gets it across to Lucas Savage. Set to the outside. Lassen drives it into the net. 4 hits will be called. Minden 2, St. Paul 1. Don't forget, whenever the match ends, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. And we still have another game. And it'll be a while before we get to Kearney Catholic at Adams Central. Strong serve, Bauer overpass, trying to tip it down. Was Hallie Bauer, and Mammoth out battled her for it. Mammoth wins the point. 2-2. And Turner back to serve it away. Robinson into the front row here for Coach Matt Kane, who really had his team prepared tonight. But this time, Turner mishits the serve, and into the net it goes. 3-2 Minden, and the Whippets will rotate in Bailey Peterson. Again, a reminder, the Minden football team is home on Wednesday night to take on Boone Central. 6 o'clock kickoff, 5:30 pregame on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. And most importantly, the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com, as Lassen gets another kill. We're in the day and age where you can listen to it on your phone and your computer as easy as you can on the radio, and we wanted to make sure that we could be as many places as possible. So, Minden, we're back there again on Wednesday. Mammoth with the serve now tied at 3. Good job handling the serve. Carly Bauer to Hallie in the middle. Drives over, and Lucas Savage with the dig. Set right side. Nyberg with the near side. Termination. Number 9 for Nyberg. 4-3. St. Paul up 2-1. Sarah Mammoth with the serve. High toss, jump serve, fires it across. Picked up there by the Whippets to Hallie Bauer, and Hallie finds the corner. Number 16 for her. 4-4. Minden hoping to get us to a fifth set. Hallie Rouse back to serve it away here for the purple and white of Minden against the navy blue and gold of St. Paul. Kind of the match we expected when the districts came out at the beginning of the year, but with St. Paul maybe struggling a little more, we didn't know if it would be so much of a match, and it sure is. Allie Bauer to the outside, off the block, one arm, full out extension, Wysocki kept it alive, the Cats pass it over, Boudreaux tries to get it to Allie Bauer, rolls it again, and now St. Paul's got a chance, middle, Robinson drives it over, and it'll be off Rouse, off of Miller, and returned over by Bauer. Another chance here, Mammoth sets right side, a little wide for Nyberg, but she does get it over. Boudreaux sets Allie Bauer. She blocked up front. Ball's at the net. Tipped across by Robinson. It's still alive. Minden to Bauer, and it's down and good. Minden point. What a battle up front. Those are the kind of points that determine the momentum of a match like this. And Minden wins that one. Rouse to serve. 5-4, fourth set. Rouse's serve, a knuckleball over to Lucas Savage. Mammoth has to try and get under it. Tipped over by Lassen. Opportunity here for the Whippets. They'll set it outside for Bauer again. Allie powers it down. Allie Bauer, number 18. 6-4 Minden. So Coach Kane off the bench. A few words for his back row defense. And some encouragement as the ball gets away. Again across town tonight, Donovan Trumbull swept Ravenna, so they're going to play Wood River later tonight. And currently, Centura is up 2-0 on Shelton. A little bit of a surprise. Shelton over 20 wins on the year. Outside attack, St. Paul off the tip. It's going to be dug out back row by Miller. Set to the outside, and Bauer rolls it over. St. Paul sets to Nyberg on the short side. She'll tip it over. Carly Bauer's there. Offense in motion for Minden. Oh, blocked up front by Lassen, and still somehow picked up by Minden. Now Lassen on the attack. Down and good. Mercedes Lassen, seriously? 5'2"? She's had to groan over the season a little bit. How does she get up and block that? 6'5". And now she's back to serve. Knuckleball down the middle at Carly Bauer. Short set right side, Allie Bauer. Lassen's there in the back row for the dig. Set it off the net for Wysocki, and that was out of bounds. It was set so wide that she didn't get it back inside the antenna. And it is 7-5 Minden. Back to serve it away is going to be Allie Bauer. Bauer got four in a row the last time she was back there in the third set. This time Lucas Savage gets it over. And a back row attack. Lassen, they call it down and good. Lassen off a tip. Lassen with the kill. The back judge is saying thank you because he wasn't sure if it was in or out, but he saw that they called the tip, so it didn't matter. And now Lucas Savage to serve. She's got a couple of aces tonight. Two of the 6-4 St. Paul. Serve across to Chelsea Miller. Set way off the mark and out of bounds. Bailey Peterson was trying to help out, but her set was off the mark, and we're tied at 7. And again, Minden looks very good for a wild card, but they're not guaranteed anything. It would almost take a SCOTUS upset loss to keep them out, but it's happened before. Now Lucas Savage's serve is out of bounds. And back over to Minden. Minden 8, St. Paul 7. St. Paul won the first two sets, 25-23 and 25-16. Minden leads here 25-14. And we'll still have at least a half hour, if not more, before our next match. And that's if this only goes four sets. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central will be next. Here's Carly Bauer with a big swing and Lassen with an equally good dig. Now Wysocki takes it to the back line. Allie Bauer had to play it because she couldn't get out of the way. And Carly Bauer will terminate. Carly Bauer with kill number 10 for her. Second on the team behind Allie, and it's 9-7 Minden. Chelsea Miller, that was her first point from the service line here this evening. Minden 25-3. St. Paul lost six of their last seven and are 16-12. Middle attack, Turner down and good. Number 6 for Jenna Turner. Side out makes it 9-8. Don't forget, more football coming your way here on Classic Hits Wednesday. It starts at 3 o'clock with Loomis at O'Neill St. Mary's. 7 o'clock kickoff, Kearney Catholic at Blue Hill. On ESPN, besides the Minden game, we'll also have Shelton out at Garden County at 2:30. Outside attack by Carly Bauer is out of bounds. 9-9, St. Paul gets two quick ones. And Madison Nyberg has 7 points in the match from the service line. Tries to get number 8. Good strong serve. Up to Carly Bauer over the double block. Down and good. Side out Minden. Back and forth we go. Here in the fourth set. The only set that was close at the end, obviously, was the first one. St. Paul got out to a good lead of the second set. Minden got out to a good lead of the third. Boudreau serves it down the middle. Picked up there by Lucas Savage. Tapped over by Derner. Miller saw it coming. Hustled up there. And then absolutely nobody touched it for Minden after Miller made the play. And Derner will get credit for the point. 10-10. Wysocki now back there with the jump serve for St. Paul. Trying to give the Cats the lead in the fourth set. Picked up by Hallie Bauer, set middle for Stadler. Down and good for Cindy Stadler. Just her second kill of the match, both coming in this game. 11-10 Whippets. Now the excitement and the noise that we heard earlier is turning into kind of nervous energy on both sides. St. Paul not quite as loud as they were the first two sets. As Carly Bauer serves it, Lucas Savage over pass. Free ball, Hallie Bauer takes a swing. Mamet got a block on it. It will be passed over. Free ball for the Whippets. Outside Hallie Bauer over the double block. Lucas Savage with the up. Mamet gets it outside. The last in, termination. And just that quick, St. Paul turned it around. Lassen, her 16th kill. Five last game, five already in this game. 11-11. Here on Halloween night. And Derner serves it across. Rouse gets the up to Hallie Bauer. Picked up by Derner. Mamet sets middle. Robinson terminates. And St. Paul has the lead. Fifth kill for Jordan Robinson. 12-11. Derner awaits the volleyball. And serves it away again. Takes it across at Hallie Bauer. Back set right side, Stadler blocked up, but Lassen ace block. That is the first ace block for Mercedes Lassen, just the second for the Cats. 13-11, St. Paul trying to keep their season alive. In a must-win situation, Derner, soft serve, hit the top of the net, went over. Hallie Bauer tips it back. St. Paul scrapping for it. Outside Lassen. It's driven across, dug out there by Bauer. Can they get it back? They do, and it's in. Mamet. Outside Lassen, off the block, dug out by Rouse. It's into the back row. A lot of work for this point. St. Paul's got it, front row, free ball. Outside Lassen on the attack. The dig is made by Miller. Still alive. Rouse sets it outside. Hallie Bauer drives it over. Dig Wysocki. Big point here. Robinson slaps it as she falls down. Rouse slide, right side, driven across by Stadler. And in the net on St. Paul. So a long, long rally ends on a net violation on the Cats. Side out Minden, halfway home in game four, 13-12 St. Paul. St. Paul is up 2-1, trying to pull the upset here and knock out the number four team in the first round of the postseason. St. Paul outside, Lassen gets another kill. 17 for Mercedes Lassen. St. Paul 14, Minden 12. Earlier tonight, Adams Central swept Gibbon. They got tighter as they went along. The Patriots still have to play Kearney Catholic tonight, 20 minutes after this match concludes. As the serve is a jump serve across by Mamet. It's an ace serve by Sarah Mamet, her fourth of the night. And timeout, Minden. Minden came back and rolled St. Paul in the third set, but St. Paul has not lost their edge, and they lead in set number four, 15-12. They're up 2-1 here on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal. At the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Out of the Minden timeout, Sarah Mamet serves it across, and Minden tries to roll it over and rolls it into their own net. Six of the last 7 points have belonged to the Wildcats, who are in dangerous spot here. Minden down 2-1 and down 4. Mamet keeps that jump serve going over pass free ball, but Lassen that time with the error. And that's kind of what Minden needed. Lassen puts that down. It's a five-point lead in the fourth set. A rare miss for her. And Allie Rasta serve it away now. She's got three ace serves in this match. She'd love to get one or two here, but right now St. Paul trying to get it right back. Right side attack by Lassen, blocked up front there by the Whippets. St. Paul has it, and into the net it goes. Four hits as they'll kill that play. First time it was blocked by Peterson. That time it was into the net. 16-14. Don't forget, whenever our match is over, the Misco Sports postgame show. And the serve. Floated across by Rouse. Lucas Savage has it, but it stays in the back row. Nyberg still gets a decent swing on it. Rouse will set it up right side for Boudreau. And Lucas Savage with the dig. Middle attack. Robinson tipped it into her own net. Had the right idea, but couldn't get it to roll over the tape. And timeout will be called here by St. Paul. So three in a row by Minden. And your score in the fourth set is St. Paul 16, Minden 15. We'll be right back.
Headley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Headley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Headley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes. The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Out of the timeout. The jump serve by Rouse has picked up Lassen. Middle attack. Great dig in the back row by Carly Bauer. Hallie Bauer has to roll it over. Opportunity here for St. Paul. Outside attack. Lassen is blocked up front by Boudreau. Elena Boudreau with her first ace block. And we're tied at 16. St. Paul's up 2-1. Minden trying to force a fifth set. And a serve by Rouse. Into the back corner, picked up there by Lucas Savage to Nyberg. Nyberg, good angle, but Hallie Bauer's right there. They set it back to Hallie. Good swing off the tip. Wysocki digging the back row. Set off the net to Lassen. Lassen can't get it over. Into the net it goes. Four hits called. 5 points in a row for Minden. And it's 17-16 Whippets. And Allie Rouse keeps on towing that service line. Let's another one go. This one's going to be taken by Lassen. They're going to send it to the outside. Nyberg off the tip. The play is made to the back row by Miller. Good high pass. Right side. Big swing by Boudreau. Run down by Lucas Savage from off the back line. It's passed over by Mamet. Whippets have it. Trying to get it to Hallie Bauer. It's tipped and kept alive. St. Paul has survived right now. Right side attack. Nyberg is wide. St. Paul had turned it around and got it on their offensive opportunity, but missed it. And they've had a couple errors during this stretch. And it is 18-16. Rouse continues at the service line. Across to Lucas Sandwich. Mamet, set, middle, Lassen, down, good. Mercedes Lassen, kill number 18. And St. Paul remains in game four now. After that six-point run by Minden, they're only down one. And Lassen goes back to serve it away. St. Paul up 2-1. Lassen serve into the back corner to Carly Bauer. Back in the middle, Hallie, and she mishit it. Into the net it goes, 18-18. Lassen with her sixth service point of the match. She's got an ace block, she's got an ace serve, and she's got 18 kills. Serve is across. Rouse sets outside. Boudreau, big swing. It's tipped, it's down, it's good. Boudreau with her sixth kill of the match. And Minden regains the lead, 19-18. Back to serve it away, Hallie Bauer. You're listening to the C1H Sub-District Volleyball Tournament on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Very short serve. Robinson dives to keep it alive, and Nyberg will terminate number 10 for Maddie Nyberg. 19-19. Jordan Lucas Savage back to serve. Has a couple of aces, but those were earlier tonight. It's been a while since she's been able to pick up a point from that service line. Let's see if it changes. No, it's into the net. service error. Third service error of the game for St. Paul. Minden has kept it pretty clean in this game from that area. And Chelsea Miller will serve 20-19 Minden. The winner right back here again tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Miller, good strong serve, but it was out. Wow, that looked like that was going to be a good one right inside the back line, but it just kept sailing. So the teams exchange service errors, and Maddie Nyberg now to serve. 20-20 in the fourth. Nyberg across to Hallie Bauer in the back row. Out to Carly. Got a good run at it. Lucas Savage with the dig. Mamet runs it down. Back row. Nyberg put it into the net. Or was it blocked? It doesn't matter. It's Minden point. I think Carly Bauer actually did touch it. I'm going to give her credit for it. And it's 21-20 Minden. Boudreaux to serve it away. St. Paul can win it in four sets or Minden can force a fifth. That's where we're at right now. And the serve. Pass to Cross, St. Paul to the outside. Turner, big swing, over swing, it's out of bounds. Remember, Minden had only had 9 sets lost all year until tonight. And now the final timeout will be taken by St. Paul. Minden 3 points away from forcing a fifth set, but St. Paul still right in at 22-20. We'll be right back.
Broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Monday Night Football tonight in Kansas City. The Chiefs were on the board first with 9:08 to go, 3-0. Here it's 22-20. Minden leading St. Paul in the fourth set. They need this to force a fifth. St. Paul has just used their final timeout. And Elena Boudreaux to serve. Across to Nyberg, Mamet runs it down, and they're not going to get a swing. It's passed across, free ball here. Whippets, Rouse sets it outside. Carly Bauer, attack, down, and good. St. Paul did not get a set. That's one of the few Mamet had off the mark. And Carly Bauer now with her 12th kill. It's 23-20, Minden. St. Paul needs it back right here. And the serve by Boudreaux. Down the right-hand corner, picked up there by Nyberg. Middle attack, Gerner down and good, and St. Paul stays alive. Gerner with her 8th kill. 23-21, and their number one server, Alexa Wysocki, is back there to go, and the jump serve into the far corner to Carly Bauer, set at the middle, and it's going to be driven across in town and good by Sydney Stadler. Stadler contributing here in the fourth game after being quiet all night. And it is game point Minden, 24-21. And Carly Bauer has served it away. She's got 10 points already, 2 aces, and a serve. Picked up by Lucas Savage, set Nyberg. Outside Lassen, big swing. Miller off the back row, hits the basketball hoop. Will they get it back? Yes, they will. Free ball here. Mamet, slide, Derner on the attack. Softly hit across. Whippets have a chance, tip back over Bauer, and picked up by St. Paul. Lassen on the outside, block, and in. Ace block, Minden. We're going to a fifth set. Ace block, Sydney Stadler. 25-21. We go to a fifth set. We'll give you the numbers right after this on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us, Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, community people you know.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punch, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. And now that we're in the postseason, the most exciting time of the year, and we're going to a fifth set in the first match, the first semifinal here in the CY8 sub-district. Here are the numbers from the fourth set. For St. Paul, I had Sarah Mamet for three service points. One of them was an ace, one kill. Maddie Nyberg had a service point and two kills. Mercedes Lassen, a service point, an ace block, and seven kills. Jordan Lucas Savage had a service point. Jordan Robinson had a kill. Jenna Derner, two service points, three kills. St. Paul, 14 kills, an ace block, and an ace serve. For Minden, Allie Rouse had seven service points. Chelsea Miller had a service point. Sydney Stadler had an ace block and three kills. Hallie Bauer had three kills in the match to give her a total of 18. Carly Bauer had an ace block. She had two service points and three kills. And Elena Boudreau had two service points, an ace block, and one kill. As Minden wins it 25-21. And we are going to a fifth set between Minden and St. Paul. And we'll do it next on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24-7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carl and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Welcome back. Glad to have you along with us as we bring you more high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. And we go to the fifth set. Does St. Paul extend their season, or does Minden come from 2-0 back? And an ace served by St. Paul to start it off with Maddie Nyberg. And it is 1-0 St. Paul. St. Paul has scored first in four of the five sets here tonight. And now he only played a 15. Quick start, much more important. Nyberg serve. Off the mark, it's an ace serve. Pass off the mark. The serve is beautiful. Back-to-back ace serves by Nyberg, and that'll get you going after you've dropped two sets in a row. St. Paul won the first two, 25-23 and 25-16. Minden, 25-14, 25-21. In the next two, Nyberg stronger and too strong. It's out of bounds. So two aces, one service error. Haven't seen a point played yet here in the fifth set. Wood River takes the first set from Donovan Trumbull across town, 25-16. And it sounds like Shelton was upset by Centura. Overpassed on the serve by a minute by Lucas Savage. Hallie Bauer on the outside, didn't get much on it, tried to roll it into the corner. Lassen runs it down. Set up Wysocki, blocked up front, ace block. Sydney Stadler, out of nowhere, has come alive here in the fourth set and to start the fifth. And it's 2-2. Carly Bauer with the serve. Whenever we finish the Misco Sports postgame show within Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, but Bauer served into the tape. It wanted to get over, but popped into the air and fell back on the mid inside. 3-2, St. Paul. And Alexa Wysocki to serve it away. Jump serve right down the line at Carly Bauer. Set to Hallie from off the net. She'll finish. 3-3. Hallie Bauer was a little more quiet there in that fourth set, had just three kills. That there is her match high, 19th. Mercedes Lassen has 18 for St. Paul. Sydney Stadler is going to stay in the game here to serve. Into the net. 4-3, St. Paul. The winner plays tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. You'd have to assume against Kearney Catholic, but the Stars and Adams Central have to battle next. Derner to serve now for St. Paul. Serve is across. Picked up there by Hallie Bauer. Set to the outside to Hallie. Off the roll block. Durner dives to keep it alive. Mamet throws it over. Ball still alive. Hallie Bauer. She goes deep, and it's out. It is out. A point that Minden had set up for him. They could not convert. St. Paul 5-3. The Cats, who were 1-6 in their last seven, to end the season, trying to pull a shocker here. Durner serve, middle attack, driven across by Peterson. It's dug up, though, and returned by Nyberg. Rouse will set it again to Hallie Bauer. They're going to her almost exclusively now. Wysocki with the dig. Lassen off the net. Drives it over. Pass close to the net. Rouse had to tip it over. She did. Mamet short set. Robinson termination point. St. Paul. Jordan Robinson, her sixth kill. 6-3. Jenna Durner to serve, and timeout is going to be called by Minden. We're in the fifth set. St. Paul 6, Minden 3. It's the excitement of the postseason on Classic Hits.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Out of the Minden timeout, Hallie Bauer on the attack, and she's going to be blocked up front. Ace block. Jordan Robinson with her first ace block. St. Paul 7, Minden 3 in the fifth set. And Durner to serve again. Four in a row for the Cats. Serve right on the line on the far left side. Another set to Hallie. Hallie again, they keep getting the hand on an overpass. Free ball cannot be put away by Minden. Still alive on a good dig by Mamet. And St. Paul pass it over. Mamet might have hit her knee. She comes up grimacing. Middle attack is going to be deep by Minden. Was there a tip? No, there was not. Point, St. Paul. St. Paul 8, Minden 3. Fifth set. Durner serve. Floats a deep corner to Hallie Bauer. Set back to her from the 10-foot line. Gets it across. St. Paul, another dig. In the middle, Robinson. One-arm return. Great save by Boudreau. St. Paul sets to Lassen. Lassen from the middle. She's blocked and still gets it back over. Robinson with the dig. Rouse set outside. Hallie Bauer. And another dig by Nyberg. St. Paul, an unbelievable defensive point going on right here. Minden on the offense. Set middle. The attack. Block spinning on the net, comes back to Minden. Boudreau dumps it over. St. Paul, free shot here. Outside, Lassen, termination, no. The dig is made. Pass back over, what a point going, and it's passed out of bounds. Out of bounds on St. Paul. What a point, though, by the Cats. They did everything they could to keep that ball in play. And a side out here for Minden. 8-4, St. Paul in the fifth set. And Allie Rouse, who went on a heck of a run to rally her team in the fourth set, is back there to serve here in the fifth at Nyberg. Mamet set. Outside Lassen. Angle attack picked up by Hallie Bauer. Rouse gets to it. Sets it back to Hallie. She's going to drive it into the back row. St. Paul's going to have to pass it across, but they do. Free ball here. Miller to Rouse. Right side Boudreau termination. Elena Boudreau with her seventh kill. St. Paul 8. Minden 5 in the fifth set. Rouse with 13 points from the service line tonight. Needs a few more for the Minden fans. And the serve by Rouse. Knuckles it down the middle of Nyberg. Good pass to Mamet in the middle of Robinson. She'll drop it down. And Jordan Robinson now stepping back up with two kills and an ace block here in this fifth set. St. Paul 9. Minden 5. And here is Mamet to serve. Sarah with four aces. Put that into the net. A rare miss by Mamet. Side out Minden. So a chance to maybe keep a little momentum here. 9-6 Cats. Again, Minden still looks in great shape for a wild card if they can't pull the comeback here. And an ace serve by Bauer. Hallie Bauer with the ace serve. 9-7. But St. Paul needs to win to keep their season alive. They have to beat three top five teams, most likely, to go to state. And the serve here is out of bounds. St. Paul pulled the old, put somebody off the back court, off the line, out of bounds. And the serve went deep. 10-7, St. Paul. And Lassen to serve. Mercedes floats it right down the left sideline. Hallie Bauer overpass. Rouse tried to keep it out of there. They tip it over. Nyberg will set for St. Paul. Here's Wysocki. She's deep. They want a tip. There is no tip. It's a point for Minden. Minden has one timeout. St. Paul coach Matt Cain has them both. And Miller now to serve for Minden. A chance to cut it to a one-point game as we head into the latter portion of the fifth set. Miller serve, ties up Lassen, it's an ace. First ace serve by Chelsea Miller. Time out, St. Paul. St. Paul was up 8-3. It's now 10-9 in the fifth and final set here in the C18 sub-district. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you this exciting volleyball match as Miller gets ready to serve it away. It's St. Paul 10, Minden 9 in the fifth set. And Miller's serve is deep and out of bounds. St. Paul getting some help from Minden. That's four service errors in the fifth game alone for the Whippets, who have been very solid all night long. Now to serve it away is going to be Robinson. They leave her in to serve. And down the near side, they get it to Bauer. Back to Carly. She'll take the drive across and get the kill. Carly Bauer with her 13th kill. Back and forth we go. It's 11-10, St. Paul. Elena Boudreau to serve. Trying to tie it up here late in the fifth. Boudreau's serve. Off to Lassen, stays in the back row. Wysocki can only pass it across. Free ball here for the Whippets. Rouse sets to Carly Bauer from the 10-foot line. She'll drop it down and good, and we are tied. The 14th kill for Carly Bauer. It is 11-11. Boudreau to serve. Each team has a timeout. Now for the lead. One of these teams will be up 12-11. Serve to Lassen. Overpass at the net. A little joust punched over by Turner. Great play in the back row because the only one there was Hallie Bauer. Now Carly Bauer terminates and Minden leads. Carly Bauer with three in a row. And Minden has come all the way back from an 8-3 deficit to lead it 12-11. Boudreau to serve. Now Minden. St. Paul needs it to tie it at Lassen. Mammoth. Sets, right side, Nyberg, angle down and good. Good job. Good job by the Cats. 12-12, fifth set. Nyberg to serve. She started this craziness here in the fifth set. Nyberg floats it across. Pass close to the net. Rouse sets it, though. Tipped across by Carly Bauer. Opportunity here. Mammoth goes quick. Durner almost could have been called for a lift as she mistimed her jump, and it threw Minden off. All they can do is set it over. Mammoth set. Durner attack. Block. Ace block, Minden. And again, it's Sydney Stadler. 13-12, Minden. And back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Coach Kane is not going to use his timeout. Now he is. He's waited till the ball got back there to the service area, and he will call timeout. The fifth set, it's Minden 13, St. Paul 12. It's high school sports at its best here on Classic Hits. We'll be right back.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back,
see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We still have one more to go, folks. Kearney Catholic and Adams Central, 20 minutes after this match. It'll be after 8:30 when that starts here at Northwest. But we have to finish this one first. St. Paul won the first two, 25-23, 25-16. Minden won the next two, 25-14, 25-21. And Minden serves, leading 13-12. Carly Bauer, oh, just deep. They let it go, and our line judge even squinted a little bit, but made the good call, and it's tied at 13, but that's the fifth service error of this game for St. Paul. 13 all, serve across, outside Bauer. Hallie drives it over to Lucas Savage. Here's this set to Lassen. Lassen's attack on the angle is dug out by Bauer. Rouse sets it back to Hallie. It's wide. Hallie just flicks it across. Mamet sets. Turner middle. It's partially blocked and taken back over to St. Paul. They'll go at it again. Lassen on the swing. It's dug out back row. Bauer. 13 all. Hallie Bauer on the attack. Lucas Savage with the dig. Mamet goes to Lassen. Lassen is deep, and it is match point Minden. 14-13 Whippets. And back to serve it away will be Sydney Stadler. She's done everything else here in the fourth and fifth set. Match point Minden. St. Paul needs it to keep their season alive. The serve is deep. Way deep. A lot of adrenaline there, and we're tied at 14. Six service errors in this set for Minden. Jenna Derner to serve. 14-14 in the fifth. Extra points in the fifth. Across it comes to Hallie Bauer. Rouse sets it back to Hallie. Left side, she's blocked. They dig it. Rouse has to set it across. Nyberg up. They go outside to Lassen. Lassen this time is down. And it's match point St. Paul. The first kill of the fifth set for Mercedes Lassen. And Minden has a timeout left. They'll use it right here. 15-14 St. Paul in the fifth. And deciding set. Neither one wants to roll. And we will keep it right here on Classic Hits 98.9 and KKPR.com. An incredible match that we've seen here. Doug Guda with you. And now St. Paul has fought off a match point. Can Minden do the same? The final timeout just called by Minden. Minden, only three losses this year, twice to Grand Island Central Catholic and once to Kearney Catholic, where they had match point. St. Paul, 16-12, tries to do it again. Jenna Derner to serve it away and try and complete the upset. Here we go. Derner serve at Hallie Bauer. Rouse, you know they're going to set it to Hallie. They do. She drives it over fairly soft. It's returned off the top of the net. Rouse back to Bauer on the left side. Terminates, and we play on. Number 20 for Hallie Bauer. 15-15 in the fifth. How about Allie Rouse, the freshman center for the Whippets, to go back and serve it away. Rouse is served down the middle of Nyberg. Mamet sets outside. Here's the attack. Block. Base block Minden off of Lassen. The block comes off the hands of Bailey Peterson. Peterson up there with Boudreaux. And now it's match point number two for Minden. 16-15 Whippets. St. Paul's got to pick up another point here. Rouse with the serve for the match. Down the middle of Nyberg. Mammoth's got the pass. Gets it to Robinson off her back foot. Not a lot on it. Rouse runs into her own teammate trying to get that set. And the ball falls to the floor. Peterson didn't think Rouse could get there, so she tried to make the play, and Rouse didn't see her. And we're tied at 16. And Sarah Mammoth, will she stay with the jump serve? Yes, she will. Mammoth's jump serve is in play. Rouse with the set. Right side, Hallie Bauer. Dug out Lucas Savage. Set to the right side. Nyberg terminates, and St. Paul has the lead. Number 12 for Maddie Nyberg. And it's match point number two for St. Paul. 17-16, Sarah Mamet to serve. Jump serve picked up by Carly Bauer. Here's a set outside for Boudreau. Drives it across. Lucas Savage. St. Paul for the match. Robinson in the middle. Partially blocked. It comes across. Minden saves. Boudreau with the swing. Dug out by Wysocki. Mammoth sets. Here's Lassen. Down and gone. And St. Paul has upset Minden. Kill number 20 for Mercedes Lassen. And St. Paul wins it in the fifth set, 18-16 over Minden. St. Paul came with the crowd. They came with the intensity. And they had a 2-0 lead, only to go into a fifth set where they let an 8-3 lead get away, but fought off two match points from the Whippets and win it 18-16 to advance to the sub-district final tomorrow night here on Classic Hits at 7 o'clock against the winner of the Kearney Catholic-Adams Central match. We'll take a break and be back with Visco Sports postgame show right after this.
GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
8th and Central, Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
It's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. They give you the gear to help you play at the level we just saw here in the C18 sub-district contest between St. Paul and Minden. Right now, all football and volleyball apparel and equipment 30% off. Before we get to the stats, Matt Kane, the head coach of the victorious St. Paul Wildcats, joins us. Give him just a second here to catch his breath after they win it in five and win it in the fifth, 18-16 on Halloween night. Matt, I knew coming in, Ed Rouse knew coming in, that you would have a game plan. But even with the competition you played since we saw it at conference tournament, this ball club was 1-6 in its last seven matches. Even if they played competitive, where did this come from?
I don't know. I'm so proud of my kids. I'm actually crying over here, and my fangs are getting a little wet in my mouth in my costume. But we've been waiting for this match the entire year. We have been so close to some really good teams. None maybe as good as Minden that we've gotten this close to, but we've been right there with some rated teams. We've lost 12 matches all to rated teams, and 10 of them are top five teams. So we have been right there. And I just, you know, you never know if you're finally going to get the team over the hump. And you could just tell in warm-ups, I could tell in the locker room, these girls, the seniors that started with them, they were ready to go. They were loose. They were confident. We put in a defense that I've never played in 11 years as a coach, and I kind of despise it, actually. But we did a fantastic job, and I don't know if that had something to do with it, but sometimes you give kids something new, something to think about. It takes their mind off the pressure of the situation, and they had to focus kind of on defense and our new positions and stuff. And I thought they did a nice job adjusting. And then, honestly, it came down to heart. I mean, our kids knew it was play or go home or win or go home, and they came to play, and I'm so, so proud of them. You don't know until you've been in our situation, losing close match after close match after close match. We've had match points on teams. We've had two sets to no leads, one set to none leads, and a three-set match. And we just finally got over the hump tonight. And it was just a fantastic match.
You've got the vampire teeth in. How much was it to try and keep this team loose tonight? Because we talked about that in the first and second set, is that Minden, it looked like, once they had finally figured out, and I think that they're in good shape for the wild card, but it seemed like maybe the pressure would have come off of them, and it just didn't appear that way in the first set tonight.
Yeah, I agreed. I thought Minden looked pretty loose in warm-ups too, and I'm thinking, you know, they had the wild card kind of sewn up, you know, so they, you know, I thought that might help us a little bit. I don't know. I just think the girls were ready to win one of these, and I think they just believed in each other, maybe even more than, you know, everyone else believed in them. They believed in each other the whole time, and I think that had something to do with it. But, yeah, no, there it was. We were way looser tonight. You could just tell than we were in the conference tournament, than when we played Kearney Catholic, when we played Ord, any of those teams. We just were so much looser tonight.
Matt Kane with us for just another minute here on the Misco Sports postgame show after their upset of the Minden Whippets. And as Coach said, we didn't know whose records would be where at this time. We just knew that there was going to be three teams in this sub-district that were in the top 10 in the preseason. Was it you didn't have a ton of ace serves, and then it I guess I want to ask you, was it your strong serving? Because Minden didn't seem to be passing the ball very well early, and that usually results in strong serving. How would you say
your
serve game
was? Yeah, I thought our serve game was fantastic. If you'd seen some of our matches at home, we've missed 21 serves in a two-set match. So we were usually quite sloppy, actually, serving. And we were aggressive and in. We probably served number 13. Is it Carly? Is that her name? She passed, I thought, really, really well. The younger of the two sisters,
Bauer passed.
I thought extremely well. We probably went after her a little too much. But, yeah, we were consistent and aggressive, and that was huge. It comes down to serve and pass.
Well, let's let you get out of here with this thought. We mentioned it when you guys were winning. If you're going to get to state, you talked about all these top five teams. You're going to have to beat three top five teams.
Yeah.
I'm going to put the cart ahead of the horse here. Kearney Catholic, a huge favorite in this match.
Yeah.
You've got a chance to see him a couple of times recently. What do you have to do right away again tomorrow night?
Right. Well, it'd be nice to get a set to start. We got a couple to the 20s with them. We just haven't been able to get over the hump with them, too. I think a lot of the serve and pass game, the biggest thing the last time we played Kearney Catholic, should we play them again tomorrow, was it wasn't the 6-1 girls that obviously are, you know, imposing up the net. It was their serving that really took it to us. And if we can come out and pass their serves better this time, I think we have a better chance.
Coach, congratulations on a monumental win, biggest win of the year. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you so much, Doug. Appreciate the coverage.
Happy Halloween, bud.
Thanks. Back at you.
It is a trick tonight for Minden and Coach Ed Rouse. And I do not see Coach Rouse. And, again, I don't know if I'd want to talk, but – The thing is, Minden is a great volleyball team, and now the bad thing is they don't get to play tomorrow night, and if they do get into state, it's 8 days off before coming back over to, well, actually into Hastings, I guess, still for this year, and move into the match. So we'll just have to see what happens. An incredible finish here. I need to finish the numbers. We need to get those final stats to you right after this on the Misco Sports postgame show.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
GMC Truck Month time at Killian Motors of Kearney, and this would be the ideal time for you to check out the best Sierra ever, the 2011 GMC Sierra. If you're a well-qualified buyer, you can get 0% APR for 60 months, plus $1,000 cash allowance and 1 year of Sirius XM satellite radio. For the best selection and huge Truck Month savings, now is the time to get into Killian Motors.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection.
8th and Central, Kearney.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers. In the fifth set for Minden, I had Allie Rouse with two service points. Chelsea Miller had an ace serve. Bailey Peterson had an ace block. Sydney Stadler, who almost got this team into the sub-district final tomorrow with their play in the last two sets, had two ace blocks in there. Hallie Bauer had an ace serve and two kills. Carly Bauer had a service point and three kills. And Elena Boudreau, two service points and a kill. Six kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves, if I've got it figured up there for Minden. For St. Paul, Sarah Mamet, two service points. Madison Nyberg, two ace serves, and she had two kills. Mercedes Lassen had two kills. Two kills for Jordan Robinson and an ace block. Jenna Derner, five service points. And six kills, one ace block, two ace serves for St. Paul, 18-16 in the fifth. But another big number, Minden had six service errors in the fifth set. And when you're only playing to 15, that's not a good number anytime. But when you're playing to 15, that is a killer. Overall, here are the numbers we had for the match. For Allie Rouse, I had her for 14 service points. Three of them were aces, and that looks to be the team leader. Chelsea Miller, two service points. One was an ace. Bailey Peterson, two ace blocks, three kills. Sydney Stadler, a service point, three ace blocks, three kills. Hallie Bauer, five service points. One was an ace. She had a team-high 20 kills. Carly Bauer, 12 service points, two of them ace, an ace block, and 15 kills. Sarah Ryan, four service points. One was an ace. Elena Boudreau, 10 service points. One was an ace block, and seven kills. Sarah Ryan also had one kill. So overall, 49 kills in the match for the Minden Whippets, seven ace blocks, and I had them for a total of 5, 6, 7, 9 ace serves, but Minden falls to 25-4 and now has to hope for a wild card. It would look like they would be the number four seed at state, which means they'd be on SCOTUS's side of the bracket. For St. Paul, Sarah Mamet, 11 service points. Four of them were aces, two kills from the center position. Madison Nyberg, nine service points, two of them aces. She also had 12 kills. Mercedes Lassen, six service points. One was an ace, an ace block, and the match's final kill was her team high 20th. Jordan Lucas Savage, four service points, two of them aces from her libero position. Jordan Robinson, an ace block and seven kills. Jenna Derner led the team in serving with 14 points. She had an ace block and eight kills. And Alexa Wysocki, a service point and four kills in the match. 53 kills for St. Paul. They managed just three ace blocks and also nine ace serves for St. Paul. The Wildcats win it 25-23, 25-16, 14-25, 21-25, and 18-16 to improve to 17-12 on the season and move on to tomorrow night's 7 o'clock match against the winner of our next game between Adams Central and Kearney Catholic. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Right now, all football and volleyball equipment and apparel is 30% off. And earlier tonight, Adams Central swept out Gibbon. Final game for Coach Bob Godverson. And across town, the other side of this district, or not the other side of this district, I apologize, I kept saying that. That's a C2 district. Wood River is up 2-0 on Donovan Trumbull, and Centura upset Shelton earlier tonight. We'll turn it back to the studios for only about 10 minutes here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island, and we'll be back with the start of the Kearney Catholic and Adams Central match at 8:45 and in Monday Night Football on ESPN 1460 and 1550. 12 minutes to go, second quarter, Kansas City 10, San Diego nothing. Doug Duda saying keep it here for more volleyball.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
Open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, didn't you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything's about. You had to have a white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
all, you had to be a big shot. Big shot. You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot. Big shot. All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. So much fun to be around. You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot.
Hits 98.9. Yes! Happy Halloween! Yeah, big shot, Mr. Billy Joel. I'm smoking, Kevin, hoping your day's going as nice as mine. And I gotta tell you, it's okay to have a good time. And boy, if you're out tonight, just drive safely. Yeah, yeah, we got some of the best music ever made. Looking ahead, I see a battle bigger than the San Diego Chargers versus the Kansas City Chiefs tonight on Monday Night Football.